This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Perek Lamed Ches, chapter 38 in Tehillim, in Psalms. And it starts off, Namnatzeach LeDavid LaHazkir. This is from David, LaHazkir, to mention. And the Rashi says that this was designed by King David to be said by other people for all generations. So even though we all say all of the Psalms, and these are something that we always say, but this one particularly was designed to be said for all generations. When did King David himself say it? So this series of four Psalms was said after the story of Bathsheba. And that's always a tricky thing to talk about, because it says, Kol ha'omer David chata eino ela toef. If you say that King David sinned, you're just making a mistake. But King David here is saying himself that he sinned, so we need to quote him and paraphrase him without adding too much commentary. But the Gemara in Yuma tells us that after the story of Bathsheba, which again, David HaMelech had a relationship with Bathsheba, her husband had divorced her, but he was planning to come back. But David HaMelech sent her husband to the front lines, and he was killed. And then David HaMelech was able to marry Bathsheba, and he was criticized for this. And the Gemara says that he actually was sick for 6 months. He had tzaras, he had leprosy for 6 months, just out of the pain from this Avera. In fact, in this very psalm, it says, Libi Secharchar, he said, my heart is heavy. And the Gemara says, you see from here that a sin itself can make somebody sick. Maybe it's the sin, maybe it's the regret, but it was a cause and effect. It wasn't a punishment, it was cause and effect that was there. It's an interesting perspective that we find in this Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, Ani letzela nachon. He says, you know, I was just poised to fall, to break. Mach'ovi l'negdi somed, and now my hurt is in front of me always. In other words, I misstepped, and now I've got to deal with the fact that I've got scars, and I've got aches, and I've got pains. The Gemara tells us an interesting thing. It says that King David was pointing out that he was supposed to marry Bathsheba. That was never a question, whether or not David HaMelech would marry Bathsheba. They were a match made in heaven. They were a perfect shidduch. They were supposed to get married, and David HaMelech sensed that. As soon as he met Bathsheba the first time, he sensed, this is my shidduch, we're supposed to get married. There are two peas in a pod, there are two halves of a neshama, they were supposed to get married. The only thing that went wrong was the timing. David HaMelech would eventually, Uriah would have died, maybe even in battle, and then David HaMelech would have married Bathsheba, and David HaMelech went and married Bathsheba before. So the timing was off. The act was good, it was the right shidduch, but the timing was off. Very interesting, you find a similar thing with David HaMelech when he met Avigail. When he met Avigail, she was still married to Nabal, but he sensed, and she sensed, in their meeting, the Gemara Megillah tells us that they would one day be married, and they were one day married. Nabal died, and David HaMelech married Avigail. But at the time of their meeting, Avigail says to him, Alti zos l'chalapuka, which, you'll pardon the phrase, she says, don't mess up with this one. In other words, the Gemara says, there was another situation where you didn't wait. That was the story of Bathsheba. So you find two situations with David HaMelech, with King David, where you have to be very careful about the timing. It was clear that the shidduch was the right shidduch, but the timing, with Avigail, he waited. And with Bathsheba, he says, Ani letzela nachon, I misstepped. They went too early, and therefore, Nachovi negdi somed, I'm going to have to deal with the hurt forever and ever. We find such a concept in halacha many times, that you could have something that's very good, something that's very proper, something that's very beautiful, but if your timing's off, you're doing it too early, it's not the right thing. When the Jewish people wanted to go into the land of Israel, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you sinned with the spies, you can't go for another 40 years, and there was an entire contingent that said, no, we're going to go, we're going right now, and Moshe said, v'hilo sitzach, it's not going to work, and they went, and they were killed, and it didn't work. It was too early. They went for the right reason. They wanted to go into the land of Israel. But Moshe said, it's not going to work. You already sinned with the spies. It's too early. You can't go. And even leaving Egypt, we say that if someone eats matzah on Erev Pesach, then it says, Keboil arusasu veschamav, which means you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It's too early. It's a good mitzvah. But don't get excited. Don't eat it too early. And it says, and if you do, that's like someone who has a relationship with his fiancée before they get married. Again, you find that it's a holy thing to eat matzah, and perhaps the parallel was a holy thing to leave Egypt and eat the matzah. But it had to be timed exactly right. And that's what we say, there's a yetzahara, there's an evil inclination that stands in front of us, tries to get us not to do mitzvos, not to do good things. But there's another evil inclination that stands behind us and tries to push us to do good things too early, and that's also Yetzirah. And that's why it says, V'haser Satan milfaneinu u'me'achareinu. Take the Satan away from in front of us and from behind us. Because the Satan is a very wily fellow, and he tries both ways to try to get us to do wrong, either by doing a mitzvah too early or by not doing the mitzvah at all. There's a very beautiful end to this chapter of Tehillim, because King David turns around and he says, look, Hashem, I recognize that there was something nice and I went too early and I was wrong and I feel bad about it. But you, Hashem, you're waiting and trying to give us an opportunity to rack up reward and trying to give us an opportunity to fix ourselves and trying to give us an opportunity to do tshuva so that you can do amazing miracles. David HaMelech says, maybe don't give us so many opportunities. Maybe don't give us so much time to fix ourselves and do a small miracle. We'd rather a small miracle now than a big miracle later. And that's what he says, Chusha lezrasi, Hashem, please rush and help me out. Hashem chuasi, Hashem, you're the one who's going to help me. He says, Hashem, don't wait. Just give us our Yeshua, our salvation, immediately. And the B'nai Yisachar says beautifully, he says that actually when King David was praying, that was when there was still going to be time and there was still going to be exile and we still had to rack up reward. B'nai Yisachar says, you know what, Hashem, by now, we've done it all. We've waited as long as we're supposed to wait. And at this point, Hashem, just help us out. It's not even a matter of coming early. Just help us out. Give us everything that we need. So we have a beautiful mizmor. Again, he starts off Lahazkir. It's a psalm that's made for people to say throughout the generations. It's pointing out a very subtle idea that there's something beautiful that David HaMelech did, but the timing was off. And David HaMelech says, my hurt is in front of me because of that. But Hashem, that doesn't mean you shouldn't rush to do things. You're waiting and waiting and waiting so we can get more reward. He says, Hashem, we want less reward, but give it to us now. Help us now because we're hurting. We should have all our prayers answered, and have a good day.